Radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. It's good to be with you, and it is a Thursday. And this hour, you know, we spend an hour a week looking at things that are going on in your mind, in your body, in your heart, in your... It's kind of that psychological moment. What's happening in the world? And I must tell you, this show is driven by what is happening in the news most of the time, what's going on in people's lives. And I read something interesting that I was quite fascinated, Duncan, by. And this is something that happened happened last week, actually this week in the newspaper. Have you ever heard of a naturist?
No, not okay. Ever.
Well, let me tell you what a naturist is. There's a famous place, I wasn't at the place this week, but there's a famous place that is called Sandy Bay. Sandy Bay is a nude/naturalist beach in Cape Town. Now, let me tell you what this means. The concept is these people like to be nude. People like to walk around without their clothes on. There's a phenomenal television show called Buying Naked. It's about people in Florida and America who buy in villages where people are all nudists. They walk naked all the time. They do everything in the nude. They're happy to just enjoy themselves, live free and be happy.
Yeah.
And I came across a story in one of the newspapers this week saying naturists preparing to bear all this Easter may have to keep their clothes on if the last minute decision is made by a legal fraternity within the KwaZulu-Natal legislature. Basically, these people would like to go on the coastline. It's actually in a certain natural reserve. And they want to be able to bear all on Easter weekend and spend time together. Now, it's a very important point that we'll be discussing this, because the topic now I'm looking at is to be nude or not to be nude. What is the difference? What difference does it make for us to be naked or not to be naked? Here's the thought pattern. If you wanted to take your clothes off right now, is that okay?
Well, for me, it would be okay, but not for everyone that's around me.
Okay, cool. What if I took my clothes off? How would you feel?
Well, at first, I think I'd be very uncomfortable, but then just get used to it. You're naked next to me.
But why? Why would it be uncomfortable? This is why I'm exploring the psychological topic. We've got a few therapists on the show. It's going to be a very interesting way to look at this. And we've got, firstly, the chairman of the Western Cape Nudist Association. He's basically... we're going to chat to him in a moment, but let's understand this concept. If you take a little child who's 5 years old and they take their clothes off and they run on the beach, what do we do?
Oh, look at that cute kid running around.
We say nothing. We don't even think about it.
Okay.
I had the pleasure of going off to see some tribal dancing, some reed dancing, and filming it.
Yeah.
And we see ladies that are wearing little skirts and no tops, and they're dancing. Anything wrong with that?
No.
Okay, so why would it be a problem if I decided, or if one of the ladies here at Cliff Central took their top off and walked around without a bra on and without a shirt on? Well, what would be the issue? That's the understanding. What difference does it make? And this is where I'm finding the whole issue quite interesting. And I'm very happy that he's on the line. Let's go to the lines, because he is the chairman of the Western Cape Naturalist Association. His name is Sergio Pavlovic. And basically, thank you. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm so happy, that you joined me, because when I read the article, because the article is basically coming to a point that says this event, this Easter event on a beach in KwaZulu-Natal, may not go ahead because certain members of the community have a problem with it. Now, yeah. I hope it does go ahead, but my question is, what is the big issue? And that's what I want to look at here. What is the difference if somebody wants to swim naked or walk naked? Firstly, what is a nudist/naturist? Explain it to me in a few sentences.
Basically, I'd like to say to this is a lot of people that nudism or naturism, for that matter, is actually quite boring lifestyle. There's really nothing special about it. What we do what you would do fully clothed, we just don't have a clothes on. So we sit around the fire, have a drive, swim in the ocean, talk politics, religions, discuss the parliament, whatever other people would do, fully clothed, that's what we do as naturists, which is on our clothes on. So from that basic point of view, it's really nothing special about it. Of course, it's easier said than done, as your colleague rightfully said earlier. Anybody feels uncomfortable with that because we have been brought up. Society has brought us up and put us in a box which says that social nudity is not acceptable, is not appropriate, is dirty thing, it relates to sex, is sinful, what some religious would tell us, and all sorts of other things. But when you think about it, it's actually what naturism is, it's a freeing, relaxing movement. You will find, for example, there was a study that was done in the United States over the period of 6 years through all sorts of social groups. And this doctor of psychology has found that naturists, that other social groups comparing to naturists look like a bunch of lunatics, because naturist is a very balanced person that got in touch with his own body, with his own body image, doesn't have hang-ups around the size of his waist or breast, or if he's ugly or if he's beautiful and things like that, which matters to the rest of society to a large extent. And because of that, has been developed as more matured, balanced, and I would say tolerant person, liberal person.
Serge, we've got a question, and of course, if people would like to call in and speak to us, the telephone number is 0861-555-189. You can Twitter at cliffcentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central, or WeChat ID Cliff Central, anytime during the next hour, and of course, we look forward to taking your calls. There's a comment from Steve, and Steve wants to ask you, are you naked right now?
No, I'm not naked right now. There's always a good thing to be naked when that is appropriate. I'm currently, as you know, on the road visiting my clients. I'm actually sitting in one of my clients' office and talking to you. So it would not be appropriate for me to be in nude right now. But if I was sitting at home, that would be a different situation. I definitely would have been.
I want to just tell you, because I spent some time studying your website, and I thought it was very interesting for a number of different reasons. First and foremost, I looked through your code of conduct and conduct, and being a part of your group, there's certain very stringent rules. Now, let me just go through some of them, because I found it interesting. The first one is obscene or offensive language is not really permitted. Yep. Racism, sexism, or homophobia is not permitted. Sexual or erotic material is not permitted.
Yes.
Okay. Any other unlawful substances and material is not permitted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And no sexual contact of any kind is basically allowed. Now, this is quite interesting because this is what's going to define what we're talking about here today. Is you've said here very, very clearly that dancing in a provocative manner, sitting on someone's genitals, swapping saliva, touching genitals, swaying your hips like pole dancing type thing, it's not allowed. You've made this very clear, and it's not just you. It's kind of the many naturist associations around the world follow the same rules. Because being a nudist / naturist, according to what I've read, has nothing to do with sex, right or wrong.
You're quite right. You're quite right. The, as I said, what we do as a naturist, we do exactly what you guys are doing fully clothed. So that's the only difference. I don't know anybody that have sex while they're fully clothed. They have to take their clothes off to have sex.
So by semantics, yes.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say over here, whatever you would do, for example, when you're sitting in a pub with your girlfriend, just imagine doing the same without clothes on. That's what naturism is all about. So when it comes to sexual conduct, it doesn't mean that we're not sexual beings. Of course, we are. But we do that behind the closed doors. We don't do it in public. So naturism is not relating in any way to any sexual activities. So a lot of people automatically think if you're a naturist that you're a singer. That is so far away from the truth that it's not even funny. WCNA, for example, Westgate Naturist THNS, for that matter, SANA, South African Association, which is a country association, which I'm also the chairman of, the people write very clearly that we don't even accept the swingers in our ranks.
Oh, so it's not swinging there. You see, this is important because people don't... See, you assume nudity with sex.
Yes.
You assume... you see, Graham's asked a question. I'm very interested because people are asking some interesting questions. Graham said, can I walk around with an erection?
No, that's not acceptable. If you do have an erection, even said you can read it in our code of conduct. Said, turn, if you're on the beach, turn around, bury it in sand. After a while, think about birds. And it does happen, you understand.
Okay.
It does
right.
happen. But
okay.
you don't get up and walk around and showing off to everybody else.
Okay. I'm so happy because I was about to say, as men, there is a physical way that throughout the day these things happen. So if you are spending your whole day on the beach and it happens, where it does happen because it's a natural part of life. Again, so you don't walk around and flash it.
You put a towel over you or turn around, as I said, and bathe it in sand, or you jump in the cold water and you sort yourself out, but you make sure that nobody else have noticed it.
Yes.
Because it is not appropriate. It's actually nature's environment that is quite rude.
Okay.
To
forgive me, I don't mean to laugh, but you know, it's interesting to think about it because it's...
You're welcome to laugh. You know,
it's quite a weird thing to think about it. And again, I'm coming back to some interesting, you know, another rule, don't stare. It's very rude whether you have clothes on or not.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. So, you'll find naturists when they talk to each other, they do exactly what we do in day-to-day conversation. We look each other in our eyes. We don't look each other up and down, if you know what I mean.
Okay. No violence or raising your voice. So these are just normal behavior points, you know. It's just very interesting. And then no photographs whatsoever unless it's cleared with each and every single person that might be in the shot. And that's obviously
That part of our code of conduct comes from it's very reasonable, I think, to in nature's environment, ask first of all permission to take a photo. Obviously, photos are fantastic. That's a moment of your history. That's the one moment that you're going to remember for years to come. And of course, you are welcome to take a photo. Some resorts around the world or associations around the world that prohibit the cameras. But in these days, with cell phone cameras everywhere, you can't really control it. What we say, you're welcome to take a photo, but ask for permission first. If you're going to ask somebody else than your girlfriend or family in that photo, and if that person says no, then argue and persuade, you just don't. Simple as that.
All right,
respect each other's privacy. That's basically what it is.
Okay, we're discussing, if you've just joined us on cliffcentral.com, to be nude or not to be nude, what difference does it make? Or does it make a difference? I mean, we're looking at both sides of it. And my special guest at the moment is the chairman of the Western Cape Naturist Association. You can give us a call on 0861-555-189, or you can Twitter cliffcentral.com. There's no dots. Please keep that in mind. Another thing I wanted to ask you. So, all right, coming to South Africa. Okay, because let's say this is not the Middle East, but this is also perhaps not the south of France, or Brazil, for that matter. The you're having an event, and the event is at the Mpanjati Nature Reserve, and opens on Good Friday. Explain to you, and this is on at the Hibiscus Coast, which is in KwaZulu-Natal. So what is the idea? Do people just come and they take their clothes off and leave it in their car and they walk on the beach? How does it work?
Let me first of all say that part of Mpanjati Beach, which is part of Trafalgar Beach at Port Elizabeth, has been naturist beach for the last 20 years.
So it has
been. Naturist beach. So has been, people have been coming to that part of the beach for decades already, taking their clothes off and enjoying sun, al natural or skinny dip.
Similar to Sandy Bay. So there's nothing new. Okay.
Yeah, that pretty much that was the Sandy Bay of that part of the world.
Mm.
So what KwaZulu Natal Nature Association done beginning of last year, they have put a request to the council of Hibiscus Coastal Municipality to recognize that part of the beach as an official nature beach. And the council has declared it part of the beach. We asked for 500 meters, but they have actually declared 200 meters of the beach as official nudist nature beach. And since then, we have stayed in touch with the council and discussing how we're going to go about all this official opening. And council also wants to make sure that access to the beach is a correct one, that parking area is also secluded and secure. They even want to go as far as putting shark nets and ablution facilities and all that, which they basically wanted to do exactly the same what they are doing for the other beaches in the region, for that beach as well. So because of that, that all sorts of things have happened and delayed, and we couldn't do official opening or test run, which we're going to do in April now, for World Nature's Day. That was in the 14th of December, so we decided we're going to give ourselves a bit more time to organize ourselves.
Okay.
So on Saturday and Sunday, over the Easter weekend, we're going to be on the beach, and we expect quite a bit of a number of people to come over there. We're hearing from all of the people from all of the country, and the world that they will be coming down to join us. We're going to have some beach activities, volleyball, stag race, and
yeah,
things like that.
So okay, so basically it's a fun weekend, and that's what it's about. But yeah, you just don't have clothes on. Okay, and okay. I did try to get a hold of the citizen group chair spokesperson, Reverend Mike Efferang. That commented in this particular article, but I'm gonna ask you the question because he said this is his in his own words. He said, "The voice of the people has to be heard." Obviously, he's against this event. The decision to have a nudist beach here is illegal, immoral, unethical, and undemocratic. Now, I want to explore this with you because I'm gonna play his particular role here. And the first thing I'm going to ask you is that is it illegal to be nude on a beach?
Look, on that particular part of the beach, as it stands right now, a council has made decision to declare it unofficial naturist beach.
Okay, for now.
The process that has to follow from there, you have to relax certain clauses of municipality law. You need to gazette that, and then it becomes official and legal. We are in the process now that this group of concerned citizens did not take a part, or they did take a part, but not to the extent that they hoped to do when we were going to process, or how this municipality was going to process of making up their mind, are they going to declare the beach official or not. There was a public participation done then. There was also some research. And now we find actually how this municipality did more than required by law to come to decision. Everybody was, including of us, was surprised that council decided to grant our request and declare the beach official. So we obviously were over the moon, and this group of concerned citizens, they obviously were very unhappy. Okay. So what they're doing now, they're trying to get the support of the population of the municipality to make council reverse their decision. But as far as we know, from the Sana viewpoint, or KwaZulu-Natal Nature Association viewpoint, all going as planned, and we still going to be officially there on the beach over the Easter period time.
Okay, we are running out of a bit of time, but I want to just ask you again. He says immoral. Why would it be immoral? If there's no sexual point, unethical, I don't understand how being naked can be unethical and undemocratic. Yeah. But you see, surely the freedom of choice to take your clothes off in a certain area, like your bathroom or surely that should be your right. So I'm quite confused by what he's talking about, and we couldn't get hold of him to actually ask him.
Yeah. But I have to tell you from my experience, when council made the decision, they went and referred to part of South African constitution in support of their decision. So first of all, it's definitely democratic. Also, was voting was done by show of hands, which is also the democratic way of doing it. And majority has voted. I think it's only 8 people voted against the decision, and few of them sustained. So a large majority of the council have voted in favor of the decision. So the undemocratic part has to definitely be taken out.
Okay.
Why would it be moral? And as your colleague also said at the beginning of this interview, 3 years old, 5 years old, naked on the beach. Is it immoral?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, this is I'm trying to explore the topic because I don't understand what the is. Do you see? Let me be honest with you, Serge.
I don't understand either.
Serge, I'm not interested. It's not my. I don't really want to walk around naked. That's my choice. Okay.
All right.
I have no issue with it. But I mean, of course, in my room, I walk naked, and I walk naked. I mean, we walk naked. People do walk naked. I get changed in a gym bathroom, and I mean, I walk around. I get changed naked. I mean, you go to any gym club, it's the way it goes, okay? The interesting,
you don't think twice, though.
I don't think twice.
It's a shower and a locker naked.
My point is I haven't chosen that particular lifestyle or particularly choose to be a naturist. That's also okay. But I don't understand what concerns me is what is the taboo about it?
You see, exactly my point is, I don't understand it either. Being a naturist, we have gone through the process of making our decision to live our life naked. So we have gone and discussed within ourselves, you know, is it immoral, even though that it makes you feel great, Is it okay things to do? And we have answered those questions to our own satisfaction. That's why we carry on around being naked. But if you have to be pragmatic, you have to really decide about that. Why would it be immoral, for example, to be on the Punjabi beach, which everybody knows is a naturist beach? There is the science which is telling you beyond this point you may encounter nudity. There is the science, we just call the conducts, which is telling you how to behave on that beach if you are entering that beach. And then you, even though that you're against that, you still don't want to date. Or because it's immoral. So, what is immoral about being nude?
Well, that's what
we get. Immoral, why did God didn't make us
naked and not
to be born with Armani suits on?
You have a very interesting point. Firstly, thank you for joining us, and I really hope that your East event goes well. The intrigue around the topic was, what difference does it actually make? And I want to thank you very much for joining me. He's the Western Cape Naturist Association's chairperson, and of course he's fighting for this a lot of rights for people who are naturists and who nudists and who do practice this lifestyle. And it is a lifestyle. It's very interesting coming back to their code of conduct. But thank you very much, Serge Palovic. Thank you so much for joining us. And he came in from Cape Town, and we thank him for making some time. Up next on the line is a phenomenal Johannesburg psychosexologist who's got diplomas and degrees. Her entire wall must be packed throughout her office. Her name is Katriana Buffard, and Katriana, thank you so much for joining us and being here with us today. It's an interesting discussion, because to be nude, not to be nude, what's the difference?
Thanks for having me, Alan. Look, you know, nudity is a natural part of being a human being. And being nude or not to be nude, what's the difference, comes down to societal norms and what's considered appropriate and inappropriate at the end of the day.
Would you also perhaps say intention? So if my idea is to go to Sandy Beach to go look for a naked person so I can play with their genitals, I mean, that's not a nudist. You know,
no, absolutely not.
That's not a naturist.
I would say that might be quite sexually deviant, depending on what you're looking at.
That's what I use the word intention. You know, that's just a very naughty person. You know, what's so interesting is if you read the code of conduct, and they do have a code of conduct that they adhere to. Obscene and offensive language is not permitted. Racism, sexism, or homophobia is not permitted. Sexual or erotic material is not permitted. Material intended to cause agitation is not permitted. Any other unlawful materials or substances not permitted. No sexual contact of any kind within the society is allowed or in their different events or parties or things. For example, no dancing in a provocative manner, sitting on someone's genitals, swapping saliva, touching people's genitals, swaying your hips or pole dancing in an appropriate way. It's not acceptable. Photographs, unless everyone is said, is unacceptable. Don't stare. It is very rude whether you have clothes on or not. This is their code of conduct. And I found it quite fascinating because yes, Katriana, if you are sexually deviant and you are a psychosexologist, you are going to perhaps go to a sandy bay or a beach to peep at other people's business. But I mean, then you would do it in a gym, or you would do it in a locker room, or you would do it in other places of the, you know what I'm getting at.
Yes, I know what you're getting at. I mean, look, you have to look at it that the nudist community, for them, being naked is not about sex. Being naked is a respected way of life, and it's considered totally normal, just as in other situations, it's considered totally normal. So parents with their children, perhaps when they're bathing their children when they're young, or in a gym change room, or even if you think about people posing naked for artists to paint or draw. No. In certain contexts, it's considered completely appropriate and normal. And so in the nudist communities, it's not about sex. It's about being naked. Just as in the gym community with your children or for art, it's not about sex generally. Well, sometimes for art it is. But, you know, in those situations, it's considered socially acceptable. Mm. But if you're not a nudist and you're going to a nudist beach to look at people being naked, and it's not about the respect of what it means to be a nudist, it's rather about it with sexual intention, then it is very different. And the intention does come down to it. But that can raise its head in any situation, including in the gym change room, you know. getting dressed in a gym change room, we could stare at anybody we wanted to for as long as we wanted to, but it would probably make somebody uncomfortable. Just as in the nudist community, they prefer that you don't stare because it makes them uncomfortable. They're living out their way of life, and staring them offers, not offers, but perhaps portrays a sign of judgment or perhaps of curiosity. But at the end of the day, the fact that those situations are not sexual is, I think, what determines it being appropriate or inappropriate, and it comes down to that intent that you mentioned.
Some years ago, I went to Sandy Bay in the Western Cape, in Cape Town, and I went there with a group of friends where one person actually was quite happy to take their kit off. I was uncomfortable to do that. I want to go there with this particular reasons why people are uncomfortable to take their clothes off. But basically, when I got there, I chose not to go back. And let me tell you why. Because I kind of felt like I was looking. And I was like, wee, it was a bit too much in my face. You know, all those boobs and those things happening. You know, I haven't gone back because I chose not to be naked.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So let me give you this example. While I'm in a gym, I have no issue changing in a gym. And I have no issue taking my clothes off and, you know, tying myself down. You know, I'm not the smallest man on earth, but hey, be very happy with that. but it doesn't bother me in that circumstance. Why would it bother me at Sandy Bay?
Well, look, I mean, I suppose you're used to the idea of getting changed in a gym change room.
Mm-hmm.
That is a sort of a four-walled environment where it's the norm to change. But as South Africans in particular, we're quite a conservative bunch. You know, if you go to Europe, if you go to the beaches in Spain or the beaches in Greece, the women are tanning topless, you know.
A lot of the beaches in Greece, I mean, they're completely nude.
Completely nude.
Okay.
And people have no problem with it, and they feel very, very comfortable with it. And you'll often see, you might see somebody tanning topless in South Africa, but the first assumption is, oh, what is that person doing? Why don't they have their clothes on? Why are they not wearing their swimsuit or the bikini? Because as South Africans, we're actually quite a conservative society, and we're quite a private society. And I think for you, in going to that nudist beach and saying, okay, I don't want to take my clothes off now that I'm here, this isn't for me, and I don't particularly think I'm going to go back, that's okay. You've made a decision about what feels appropriate for you and what feels normal for you, and that's absolutely fine. And if changing in the gym change rooms is as far as your nudity goes in public, then that's also fine. But I think what people don't seem to understand is that people in sort of nudist communities or on beaches in Europe, it is normal for them, and it's considered just another day in their week. It's not an unusual event, if you would.
Now, we talk about private society, okay?
Yeah.
And I think it's important to hit on this note. Is being a private society a good thing or a bad thing? And the reason I ask the question is because often they say the deeper you hide these things underground, the worse, the more festering you find.
Sure. Look, it's a very, very difficult question to answer. I've been fortunate that I've studied and worked overseas. And sure, when people are more comfortable in their sexuality and talking about their sexuality, it makes it easier to delve into it with them. But when you get a client who isn't, it's about just working through what is uncomfortable and how do we make you comfortable. So it's not about forcing somebody to talk about it or forcing somebody to be in the nude. It's about levels of comfortability. I also think that in South Africa, particularly, you know, being a conservative society, people don't necessarily want to encourage sexuality by being naked. And this idea of perhaps taking your top off on a beach, people may feel like you're going to get unwanted looks, as we've spoken about. They might feel that it's going to encourage some sort of sexual predator or some sexual ideas from other people or even judgment from other people. And I think because for most adults, we associate nudity with either hygiene, you know, washing or bathing or showering, or with sex or being sexual. It's two, you know, there's two very distinct things that we are naked for, is either to get clean or to have sex.
Yeah.
And so,
which is interesting. It is so true, because I mean, yeah, that's how we see it.
Exactly. And you know, washing yourself and being hygienic is quite a private act. We do it either with our kids or with our parents or whatever when we're little, and then we do it maybe by ourselves, and then we maybe introduce a partner when we're older for sexual reasons or non-sexual reasons. But then as adults, generally, the majority of the time that we're naked is in bed, and that means sex to most people.
Correct.
So a lot of people are anxious about being in the nude or portraying any form of nudity because of the links to sexuality and what that could mean.
Okay. And again, yeah, that's very interesting because then is someone looking at me, looking at my thingy or my boobs or whatever it is,
sure.
My breasts, you know, that we can, you know, we use words as what they are.
Yes.
I do find something though quite interesting is that again, we have rules for different people. Now, what do I mean by this? Is that it's okay for a man to be bare chested, but it's not okay for a woman to be bare chested. Okay, even if it's an act of breastfeeding, some people find it offensive. It's okay for a hot, beautiful gay dancer, for example, to wear a G-string and tan, or a beautiful girl with a bum, but for a fat lady to do it, maybe not. It's okay for. Do you see how the stereotypes of the amount of nudity that we get into is kind of? It's okay for a Western woman to have. To wear a t-shirt and a hot pants, but in the Muslim community, you know, you have to keep completely covered. The rules for naturism or nudity are different for different people. Is that traditional, do you think?
Do you mean the rules within the community?
Well, the rules around clothing, dress, and partial nudity, or do you see what I'm getting at? Like,
no, absolutely.
You know, all of a sudden, if you're a dancer at Sun City, taking your top off is okay. You know,
yeah,
for extravaganza purposes.
It comes down to the situation and the context. Different cultures, different religions, you know, you were speaking earlier about the reed dances. Culturally, that is totally acceptable. Mm. And it's actually a celebration. It's something that is not frowned upon. It's something that is encouraged and celebrated. And in that community, it's considered acceptable for the woman not to be wearing tops, not to be wearing bras or shirts or whatever to cover their breasts. But, you know, if you're walking down the main road in Parkhurst, you're not exactly going to want to just take your top off, because what's going to happen? People are automatically going to stop, they're going to stare, they're going to point, they're going to laugh, they're going to be confused. Now, I think coming back to your point about stereotypes, society can be very cruel. You know, we have ideals of what's considered the perfect body type or the perfect kind of person, and seeing someone like that nude is more acceptable than seeing somebody who's perhaps overweight nude. And that comes down to societal expectations and societal standards. And that can be, you know, that's something that is going to, I don't even know what it'll take to change that, because that is ingrained in us and has been for many, many, many generations. I would say that we are becoming far more open to sex. We are becoming far more interested in sex. We're exploring sex more. We're exploring the ideas of our bodies more. But there's still these traditional, these cultural, these societal ideas that are ingrained in us that are preventing us from truly perhaps exploring ourselves as individuals on a sexual level and perhaps even on a nudist level.
James has a question. James says he feels it's easier to be nude the older he gets, and he's 54 years old. So that James wants to basically, I think he's saying, which is interesting. You know, I watched a TV series. It's on TLC, and it's called, I don't know if you've seen it, Catriona. It's called Buying Naked.
Yes, and it's about, I haven't seen it. I do know about
it. It's a Florida community, and that these house hunters take these nudists or naturalists, let's go nudists for the sake of this particular program, and they go and they look at these at beautiful, beautiful homes in the most beautiful states in Florida. What I found interesting is that if you do watch it, a lot of these people are older, they're saggier, you know, they're not the typical 20, 25 year old. And by the way, I don't think those typical 20, 25 year olds could afford $6 million mansions.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So they are older. So has James got a point about saying that as he gets older, his natural self becomes perhaps to be nude is easier?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about the insecurities that we had when we were in our 20s, they are usually totally different to the insecurities we have when we're in our 50s. I mean, even when it comes down to sex, research says that women enjoy sex more when they get older because they actually stop caring about what they look like as much.
Really?
Yeah, we don't really care if our boobs bounce up and down or if we have belly lights. And men don't really care if their testicles hang a bit lower or if they've got a saggy bum. We sort of surpass those insecurities as we age. We become more comfortable with our bodies. And so, yes, as this guy is saying, it's 100% normal to become more comfortable with yourself as you get older. You start to accept yourself for who you are. You start to realize that the hang-ups that we had when we were in our 20s were a total waste of time, and that this striving to be this perfect ideal, this body shape, whatever that may be for a man or a woman, was exhausting and took away from our enjoyment of life. And so people who are older, and particularly on the show as well, they've gotten to the point where those insecurities have diminished completely or nearly diminished completely.
Which is a good state to be.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful
because
state
it's a state of saying, I accept myself. I accept myself. I see my self-worth. You know, it's not some person that's high or drunk or being stupid. They literally live and they're just happy within themselves. And I think that's an incredible way to think how you shift from your 20s and your 30s to your 40s, 50s and 60s. Because guess what?
Absolutely.
And you know, I've always said this. I said, you know, if you look at relationships and, you know, being a gay man, you know, you often find that people are so worried about one of the greatest therapists and life coaches once said to me, she's very concerned about gay people and people that are body obsessed for a particular reason. And I'm going to use this language, Katriana. She said, I'm worried because everybody's interested in the body and the cock or the body and the boob. And you know what ends up happening? The body will never stay the body and things start to slack. And things are different. And there's always a better body and a bigger penis or a bigger, better body and bigger boobs. So if you don't accept love, happiness, yourself, within yourself and the partner that you're with, you're never going to be happy. You'll never be satiable. That was
absolutely.
So I'd love you to comment on that. So just
no, absolutely.
Sorry, let me do this very quickly. Of course, you're listening to cliffcentral.com. You can get a hold of us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com. And my special guest talking about to be nude or not to be nude, what's the difference, is Katriana Beaufort, who's a top psychosexologist. She's based in Bryanston. We'll give your details out because you do some brilliant work across the board when it comes to sex, to, you know, to a lot of things. And it's a very specialized field. Please give me that comment and then I have a question from Greg on the line. But, Katriana, comment on self-work and going for the satiability.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting that, research actually tells us that couples who exercise together have more sex. And interestingly, the reason why is because you feel more confident in yourself. You feel sexier in your body. So if you're feeling good about yourself, whether that's through exercise or through self-acceptance or through a partner telling you you're good, you're going to feel sexier. You're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel like you want to be more of a sort of sociable being. And so, you know, accepting these things as you do when you get older and letting go of those insecurities is liberating on another level, to really let go of those insecurities we hold on to when we're so young that sort of stop us being confident. And that can have a massive impact on our sexual functioning, massive impact on our self-worth as individuals. When we let go of those insecurities, we realize that we can focus on different areas of our life. We can be more productive. We can feel happier. We can feel more confident. We can be a better partner to somebody else. We really become a better version of ourselves when we learn to accept ourselves for who we are. It really makes a big difference, and I couldn't agree with that psychologist and life coach more.
Well, it was so interesting. I just read a little nudist quote here on the internet, and it reads as follows. You will never be more than you are naked.
Absolutely.
An interesting thought pattern. A question from Greg. Greg's just come through. What's the psychology about being a nudist? Why be naked? And I think that's we haven't explored that yet. Why be naked?
Well, look, I mean, let's not joke. This is where we all started. If we go back thousands and thousands of years, this is where we all started. We started naked. And if we look at the reasons why we started wearing clothes, it wasn't to cover up. It was to keep warm. So clothes serve a purpose for keeping us warm rather than for covering up our bits. And so it really goes back to the very root of who we are as human beings. And are clothes really necessary? And what is so wrong about being in our natural state as a human being? And I think the psychology behind it, you have to look at in a nudist community in particular, these types of people who choose to follow a nudist lifestyle are, I'm sure, particularly confident people. They are particularly happy people because they are confident in their bodies and they're confident in themselves that they can live this way or that they can go to Sandy Beach and be quite happy there and content. Mm. And it's a natural part of life. It is how we're born. We're born naked. We don't pop out with clothes on. It is the most pure form of being human.
I want to thank I want to thank Greg for that. Also, Sam has also come through. He said, if God wanted us clothed, we would have been born with a suit on. Okay, so those are just two comments I want to thank people because they're interactive. So, you know, obviously the guys in the audience are partaking. Another interesting thing I want to just touch on, because I know that you're going into session, and thank you for your time. You've been brilliant. I want to touch on the fact that, okay, let's say we don't have to be nude on a beach or on the street or whatever, wherever we pick. But a lot of people feel shy in the bedroom. You know, a lot of people like, dim the lights a bit, you know, it hasn't been a great month. How does one deal with that? Let's say, I'm going to give you an example. You're getting into a new relationship. You've met someone that's stunning. You've dated now for a couple of months or however long you needed to get to this point, and you're deciding to get into bed together. How do you address it if, like, you know, you're not so, because it is quite nerve-wracking for the first time. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, absolutely.
And that's why we get drunk or do silly things, you know.
We do silly things.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's be honest, when you have sex, you take off your clothes, that makes you exceptionally vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're naked in front of somebody. You are vulnerable. See, it does take a lot of confidence to do that. And so a lot of people don't want others, you know, their partners to look at their bits and the things they're insecure about. But when it comes to working on body image, it starts with yourself. You cannot expect to take a compliment from your partner. If your partner tells you you're beautiful or sexy or handsome, you can't expect to be receptive to that if you don't believe it yourself. So it starts with yourself, and you have to remember that. I think the one thing I always tell people is, I promise you, for a woman, if you're on top of him, he is not looking at the way your boobs are bouncing or the way your love handles look. He is so thrilled to be having sex with you and that there are two beautiful boobs in front of him that he's not thinking about those insecurities that you have, and vice versa.
And even if you have flappy boobs or whatever it is.
Exactly. Even if you have flappy boobs, he's so thrilled he's having sex generally. And for a guy as well, guys have insecurities as well. Sure, women probably are more verbal about it and more emotional about it, but guys have insecurities as well.
Yeah.
Because
it's interesting, and you know, I like to study and read it quite a bit about the human psyche and human behavior. But a lot of people need to understand the reason people are porno stars is because they are that big.
Exactly. Okay.
They're hired for the size of the penis. It's very important.
And they're actors.
So it's very important that I'm so happy that we've said this because a lot of people don't realize that because, you know, all of a sudden you're comparing yourself to, oh my goodness, if you do quaint porn, which it is, has become very easy to access, that you end up going, wow, am I big enough? Am I good enough? Is my bum tight? And it's important to say the following, that porno stars are paid for that reason.
Absolutely. And they're paid for that reason because they look a certain way. And pornography, unfortunately, I mean, pornography is generally the first stimulus a man gets in terms of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates massive confusion around what's normal sexually in terms of response, but what looks normal sexually. And so a lot of women have hang-ups about their vaginal image as well, which can be a big thing that I have to deal with my clients.
Mm.
It's actually getting them to accept that their vagina is beautiful and it's unique, like all of our mothers told us we were. And one of the ways I do that is I show them different images of different vaginas to just show you how different we all look. And it's exactly the same with men. And I think it comes down to our own ideas of what we think is perfect, the influences that we've had growing up, whether that's from being nude around our parents, from mm-hmm. seeing pornography,
mm-hmm.
from seeing Kim Kardashian sex tape, whatever it may be. We all have a certain idea of what we think is perfect in our mind. And we can tell our friend that she looks beautiful and that she's very skinny, but that friend may not believe it because her idea of perfect is not where she thinks she is. So it really comes down to the self when it comes to body image. It's about doing some work with your self-worth and your self-acceptance, and about realizing that, you know, what I have is what I have.
And I'm
grateful for what I have.
And I'm so happy.
What can I accept about it? What do I like? What don't I like?
Mm. And that is so, because I think when it comes to one sexuality or sexualness or sexual being, again, if you don't feel like, like S&M is your vibe, then you must explain to your partner that's not your vibe. Just because that happens to be discussed in a book. If what you're thinking in the back of your mind is that 10 inches is the way to go, then you need to be frank and say, listen, you know, I'm not that. Cause that's strange. You can't really change it. You can't change the size of your penis, and you cannot change what your vagina necessarily looks like. I mean, really, unless you want to go to huge extremes. So, coming back to that point is love the person for the person. You know?
Exactly.
And I think the reversal.
Exactly. You have to love yourself.
You better love yourself. Because what these people, that are naturists and nudists that I have seen and witnessed on television shows or even on Sandy Bay and these places, and you just go to the internet and you look at these people and you Google, you see they are older, wiser people that are very comfortable, I think, within themselves. And I think that is the critical point about being nude or not being nude. It's not about offending people. It's about these people actually feel that they are worth something, their body's worth something, they appreciate their body. And I think that's important.
Exactly. And I think that being comfortable in your own skin is a major plus about a nudist community. They're incredibly comfortable, confident people.
I know you got to go, but I want to recap on two things very, very quickly. The first thing is that remember that this is not a sexual thing. Being naked and taking your clothes off and walking on a beach is not about sex. You'll agree with me, of course, Catriona.
Absolutely.
And the other side of it is yes, look at the positive, even if it's not your, if someone who's a chubby woman, who's German, who's 60 years old can be naked on the beach in Greece, quite frankly, you can be naked in the bedroom with your husband.
Exactly.
It's been wonderful chatting to you. Now, can I just ask you a question? If people want to get a hold of you, how can they do so?
Sure. So I'm based at the Psychology and Wellness Center in Bryanston.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to get hold of me or make an appointment, the number is 011-463-1211.
If no one answers, they can leave a message, can't they?
No, someone should answer during office hours at all times. And then if you want to get hold of me and ask me something on Twitter, it's at sexedsa. And my website is betweentheSheetsSA.com.
Okay. So it's
www.betweentheSheetsSA.com.
It has been so wonderful chatting to you, and thank you. And I look forward to speaking to you a lot more.
Thank you, Ellen. Yes, that would be great.
You're like my new little favorite person. And you speak beautifully. Thank you for joining us.
Everybody loves sex.
Actually, it is the truth. And if you don't, you need to go and see someone because there's something wrong. And that's okay.
Yes,
and there could be a big medical problem like fragility or endometriosis. Let's be serious about it. So that is our psychosexologist. Her name is Catriona Beaufort. And you can get a hold of her and you can make an appointment. 011-463-1211. That's 011-463-1211. And it's really been great chatting with her on the show. And of course, Duncan, interesting stuff here, because we started the discussion saying, look at yourself, look at your body. It's okay when you're a 5-year-old to take your clothes off. It's okay when, you know, you see old people. I was at the hospital the other day, at one of our local hospitals, and there was an old gentleman walking, and the whole back of his gown was open. So his whole bum was showing. But he was an old man, and he was sick. Yeah. And no one had a problem with that. I would never have thought it. So, because why would you? So the question is this, is that, is it a problem? I don't really think so. If a person's doing a rude dance, I said, let them be happy. What do you think?
At first, when we started the whole conversation, I thought everything was based around sexuality and stuff. But it really isn't. Nudists are not sexual people. They just feel much freer and clothed.
100%. And I think that's the critical part of this. And that's why I wanted to talk to the specialists on this particular issue. Because I think the bigger thing here is let us again go through those interesting points of the code of conduct, and let's go here. It's not about using bad language. It's not about racism, sexism, or homophobia. It's not about exotic material and sexual material. It's about respect. It's nothing unlawful. That's quite important, because that means that you can't go and smoke weed and do cocaine and nonsense. You know, so they want to respect their institution and obviously what they stand for.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very, very cool. Early on in the show, we had Sergey Palovic, you know, it's so you battle with these words. He is the Western Cape Naturist Association chairman, and he really was very cool by explaining the whole reason for this was that all these people want to do is to have an Easter weekend and a secluded beach where they could all be naked. And for people to turn around, and I'm going to make a point of view and say, because we can say it, we're uncensored here, for Reverend Mike Eferanga to turn around and say, the voice of the people must be heard. The decision to be a nudist beach here in KwaZulu-Natal is illegal, immoral, unethical, and undemocratic. I can't understand why taking your clothes off would be illegal, because then I would be arrested every
day. Undemocratic?
Undemocratic is a freedom of choice. Immoral, I mean, really? Do we go to a gym and take our clothes off and shower so we can be immoral? What, we have a skinny dip for what? And unethical. Those are big words. And I think the good reverend needs to really focus on other issues in our society that should be considered more illegal. I like me better naked. I don't mean that I want that in a vain way. When you put clothes on, you immediately put a character on. Clothes are adjectives that are indicators. When you don't have any clothes on, it is your true raw self and you can't hide. That was a statement by Anonymous that was on the internet. I thought that was quite interesting. That all being said, my brother, I'm not going to be nude on the beach. It's not for me. But I did find it interesting that I learned a bit more about what nudity and taking your clothes off and naturalism is all about.
Yeah, maybe I'll be getting naked the next holiday season. Who knows?
Well, you do that. Send some photos and let's see what the people here at Cliff Central think. My name is Alan Ford. It's been an absolute pleasure joining you here today, this Thursday on Cliff Central. Of course, you can download the podcasts, both from this show, at cliffcentral.com, or you can go to our previous show, which was The Unview with Lorraine and Sumizi. It was really lots of fun. I love them.
Crazy, mad crazy hour. Stuff, yeah.
And Duncan, only one man can operate. Thank you for controlling. It's been wonderful spending some time with you as well. This is the one and only cliffcentral.com. Until next time, goodbye.
cliffcentral.com.